At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature. And together, we shall conquer the English language. With charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Winston's Weekly Words, the show where we take one wonderful English word each week and give it a good old British polish. I'm Fraser, and as always, I'm joined by Britain's most finely tuned vocabulary machine, although occasionally a little wonky himself. That's Winston the Bulldog.
Excuse me? I am perfectly symmetrical, apart from my left ear, which has a charming tilt. It's called character, Fraser.
Well, today's word is a particularly good word. It's fun to say, easy to use, and has that British feel to it. And that word is wonky. Wonky.
Ah, yes, wonky, spelled W-O-N-K-Y. A word for when something's a bit crooked, not quite right or slightly broken, but not totally useless. This chair leg's gone a bit wonky. My glasses are sitting wonky on my nose. The picture frame's wonky. Straighten it up.
It's not much of a technical term, but more informal and playful. It can be used in both physical things and situation. For example, you might say, my knee's feeling a bit wonky today. Or the sound system went all wonky during the wedding speeches. Wonky suggests mild chaos or something that's not working as it should, but in almost a lovable, enduring way. And that's what we love about wonky. It's rarely serious. If something's truly broken, you'd say it's broken. But if it's just a little bit off, then it's wonky.
It can even be used metaphorically. That whole plan sounds a bit wonky to me, meaning suspicious, poorly thought out, or simply not going to work.
Winston, any personal experience with wonkiness?
Well, I once attempted to sit on an antique stool at the opera. Let's just say it was wonky, and so was my pride after it collapsed. But I made it look intentional, of course.
Well, naturally.
Winston's wisdom for today. If life feels a bit wonky, don't panic. A touch of imperfection adds flavour. After all, no one likes a perfectly straight cucumber.
Wise words indeed, Winston. And that's our word of the week, wonky. Whether it's a wobbly table, a strange plan, or a dog with a dramatic ear, wonky is the perfect word to describe something that's delightfully off. Off, not quite correct or straight, but has its own charm. Don't forget to subscribe to the English with Fraser podcast and listen to more Winston's Weekly Words. Share it with your friends, loved ones, and even other family members, and especially those with a wonky sense of humour.
There you have it, old sport. another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.